This is CliffCentral.com. Animal Central on CliffCentral.com.
I'm on CliffCentral.com. This is the only show in South Africa dedicated to animals and the people that love them. I'm your host, Ainsley Hay, and I'm wishing you an epic new year filled with joy. I hope you had a good break and that you got to put your feet up and have a couple of drinks responsibly. So I've decided this year that I'd like to add in two weekly awards during the show. This is going to be the Jackass Penguin Award, and this will be issued to the Bad Animal News of the Week. And then we're also going to have the Angelfish Award, which will go out to the Good Animal News of the Week. So I ask you, my dear listeners, to please submit your nominations to me. I'm on Twitter, which is AinsBells, and you can submit any nominations for either the Jackass Penguin or the Angelfish Award. And then we'll see based on the entrance who's going to get that. So for this week, the Jackass Penguin Award is going to go to each and every person that bought, sold, lit or supported fireworks in South Africa. I don't think that you realize what your entertainment is doing to these animals. Facebook and social media has been absolutely flooded with some of the most horrific and gory, heartbreaking photos of dogs that have got stuck on barbed wire fences, jumped through windows to get away from the fear that they have of fireworks. So I think you need to pay attention to what your entertainment is doing and rather choose to have fun without terrorizing animals. If you doubt me or you don't believe me, please go to your local shelter or SPCA so they can show you. Also, with the amount of animals that they have sitting in their kennels that have been brought in as stray because they've been so terrified that they've run away. So fireworks are not cool. Be better and then you won't get the Jackass of the Week award. And then on a brighter note, the Angelfish Award goes to the Sandparks in the Kruger National Park because they, some tourists and some local people found a lion in the Kruger that had a very, very bad snare around its neck and it was quite seriously injured. And Sandparks actually went to the trouble of darting this animal and saving it. So that's awesome news. Thank you, Sandparks. We need, our wildlife needs every bit that they can help. And it's just horrendous that wild animals in our largest protected area, Kruger National Park, are exposed to snares and at risk of it. So that sums up the new awards. Please do submit your nominations to me. Two animals that I will definitely not be talking about in this show are sparrows and monkeys with this recent racism issue. So I'm definitely going to be skirting past that and moving on. I'm lucky enough today to be joined by the most delightful Sister Delian Janssen van Vuren from the Veterinary Nurses Association of South Africa.
Hello and welcome. Thank you, Ainsley.
So Delian and I are both veterinary nurses. We both were at Onderstepoort at the same time studying together. So we have quite a history. And we did do studying contrary to popular belief and debate that's going on Facebook at the moment. But Delian, thanks so much for coming onto the show. I've brought you on here today because obviously we're both veterinary nurses and it is a profession in South Africa. And I think it's a profession that a lot of people don't really know about. Yes. So how, for our listeners, how do you go about becoming a veterinary nurse?
Okay. Ainsley, one of the first things that you have to do is, I mean, you have to look at the right subjects when you actually...
When you're in school.
When you're in school.
Okay.
Because there's certain things that you have to have, for instance, maths and biology.
Yes.
And then science. Those are compulsory to have. So those are definitely one of the things. The other things is also to look at your, you have to want to work with animals.
Yes, that's quite important.
Contrary to the belief where people just want to be a vet nurse to, I want to
say, hug puppies and marry a vet.
And then also... And then also to, you know, to work with animals. Mm. You also have to have good communication skills because every animal comes with an owner.
And I think that's a very important thing because so many vet nurses or even just animal people, SPCA, they say, oh, well, I want to become an X because I love animals and I hate people. But they don't realize that majority of the work and some of the toughest work that you do as a veterinary nurse, especially, is when you work with the people. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. Mm. And then, I mean, one of the other things is also is to make accurate observations. You mm-hmm. know, you have to be able to, you know, look and observe and yeah. see when an animal is in pain, for instance. And then also you have to be able to work as part of a team.
Definitely.
You have to be a team player in majority of the private practices. And I mean, any of the fields that we actually can go into yeah. is you have to work with people. So that's definitely one of the things I almost want to say is very, very important.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I mean, if you want to, I want to say, have more information on how to become a nurse, mm-hmm. or who do you contact, it's Mrs. Karen Russ. She is at the University of Pretoria.
Okay.
All of the details are on the website, and I think we'll
perfect.
Give the...
Yes, I think at the end we'll give the website, all of the different website details
all
out.
Of the details. So, yeah. But, I mean, Onderste Poort is the only faculty
still
in South Africa.
Okay.
Yes, that you can study to become a vet nurse and also a veterinarian at this stage. So
that's
yeah.
very good. Because I know, obviously, when we did our nursing, which was quite a few years ago... OP, well, Onderste Poort, the common abbreviation is OP. It was always the only place that you could do veterinary or veterinary nursing. And both vets and vet nurses study at the campus, which is a branch off of Pretoria University. Yes. So that's still the same.
It's still the same, yes.
But then I've heard there's some of these like online courses or like University of something that you can do online. What are those things?
They are Ainsley, but unfortunately they're not recognized in
okay.
South Africa. So if you want to go and study you know, abroad or do an online course, it's
you won't be able to practice
as a veterinary nurse in South Africa.
Okay.
So that's very important, or you'll have to do the exams.
True.
Through the Veterinary Council,
okay.
And then become, you know, part of the South African team.
Yes.
But that's very important.
So to practice as a veterinary nurse in South Africa, you have to be registered. You have
yes.
to you have to do the veterinary course at OP and you have to pass it. And
yes.
then you have to be registered with Vet Council.
With Vet Council, yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Because you can work in a veterinary practice, but you cannot work as a veterinary nurse unless you're registered.
Yes.
What are some of the things that veterinary nurses can do that non-qualified people can't do?
Well, one of the things is, I mean, we get trained through an extensive course to basically... doing patient care.
Yes.
I think that's one of the biggest things, that a lay person, you can
yeah.
teach them, but they're not qualified.
Exactly.
And they haven't gone through all of the extent to actually know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, just on that note, we do very much the same as human nurses.
Yes.
You know, that's our part in the veterinary profession is we work alongside the
yeah.
vets. And the main difference between the nurses and the vets, for instance, are the fact that a vet can diagnose.
Okay.
But we are that integrate part in...
We help with the diagnosis.
With the diagnosis.
Yeah.
We take a lot of the stress off the vet in aid of the animal's
yes.
well-being, basically. So, yeah. So that is... that's one of the main things that I would
say.
And
I think... Vet nurses are definitely on the front line. Vet nurses are working in practice. Obviously, there's a variety of scope now within the veterinary nurse profession, which we will discuss later. But in your... So, veterinary practices, obviously, it goes from one extreme to the other. You can have the one-man branch in Pofadder. Pofadder vet, you may have more than one vet. But what tiny little branch to some of our huge hospitals, which have,
yes.
you know, six vets and a whole team. But often the veterinary nurses are a very integral part, and I know you're very passionate and involved with things like the puppy side of things, and bereavement weight loss clinics. And just tell us a little bit about how the veterinary nurse fits into those roles.
Okay. I mean, again, client communication is of utmost importance to me. It was one of the things where I felt that there's a huge lack of communication to the owner.
Yep.
And the internet's a wonderful thing.
Ooh.
But it's also Dr. Google. So yeah, so people get a lot of wrong information. And so where this all started was I worked in the UK and I brought back a lot of
skills
and information, and started training nurses on how to be a better nurse and actually be an asset in your vet practice, to
and
not only make more money but also to help patients and the owners of the patient to know what to do best.
And I think you've also been very good with getting nurses to sort of take ownership of their position in a practice and their role in a practice, because historically it was very much a sort of sort of just like a general assistant type of thing. It wasn't really an independent role, whereas you've been very good at promoting veterinary nurses to actively decide, no, listen, I can do something in this practice. I can start weight loss clinics with my patients and really take on a patient owner basis. So I think that's so important.
Yes, and I mean, on that topic with the New Year's resolutions with everyone.
Oh, don't
also
start with mine. I've broken them all.
Also, look at your pet. I mean, they also might need to have get to lose a little bit of weight. So no, a lot of practices actually do offer weight clinics, which is a support group where you can go and you can weigh your pet on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis. Yeah. And follow a proper diet for them that's balanced, and so that's very important. So I mean, there's a lot of things that nurses do. I mean, yeah, there's still a lot of practices out there that don't have nurses. Yes. So that's also maybe one of the things that the listeners can do is go to your practice and ask, do they have a nurse or
that's
not?
That's such a good idea. And get to know your nurse, because most of the time when you pick up the phone and you ask a question, either you'll be dealing with the receptionist staff or the nurse will field the call first. Yes. So it is important to develop a relationship, obviously, with your veterinarian, but also with your nurse.
Yes, definitely.
Because we are quite important. So how old is the veterinary nurse profession in South Africa?
Our profession is actually 30-odd years old.
Really?
It started in 1978 with the first class of nurses that graduated. So the Veterinary Nurses Association felt the need that there should be like a committee that could actually help the nurses that have gone into private practice or in field, and then to support them, to help them in practice. So yeah, so we've been around basically since the first class of nurses graduated.
Uh-huh. Yay, we get applause. Thank you, Muntu. So, I don't suppose you know how many nurses graduated in that first class?
I am not sure, no. Okay. But on average, I mean, at the moment, the university sends out, again, it depends on the class, between 28 and 42 a year. Sure. So, it's not a lot.
That's not a lot, eh?
The university only takes in 50 nurses a year. So, it's very limited. And so, therefore, I mean, your school results is actually of such importance to get good marks.
And I think a lot of people also don't think that. They just think, oh well, I want to be a vet, but I don't have the marks or whatever, so let me just become a vet nurse. But they don't realize that there are quite stringent marks that you need to get into nursing.
Yes, definitely.
And listeners, please, I think there's a common misconception that veterinary nurses became veterinary nurses because they couldn't get into vet. Yes, it may be true for a handful of individuals, but majority of the students actually really wanted to be a nurse. They see that their role is more important from the nurturing, caring, patient care side of things, which is where your nurses fall in. Have you had that before? You must have.
No, definitely. I mean, we come across that quite often. But I think most important is that the people you are a special kind of person to be able to deal with all of that.
Yeah.
So you
have to be. So tell me a bit about the Veterinary Nurses Association of South Africa.
The association is a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. Purely created, as I said, by the first class, and that is to support the veterinary nurses in field.
Brilliant.
That is basically our role. I mean, we have a whole committee from a president to a treasurer.
Okay.
It's all voluntary.
So,
So every person being on the, we call it VNASA, the Veterinary Nurses Association of South Africa, on the committee, does it out of their free time.
Wow.
So that is also one of the things that that people don't always understand is that the nurses, we who help people from an admin point of view, it's not actually our job.
Yeah.
We actually do this in our free time.
Exactly. And it's a lot of work, I can imagine. How many members do you think
at the moment? About 250 to 350.
Sure, that's a lot, eh?
It's there's quite a few members, and I mean, also where we help is with contracts, so people going into private practice or in practice helping with contracts. We work very
closely. That's employment contracts.
Yes,
employment contracts. That's very important.
Yes, and then also we deal very closely with the South African Veterinary Council for their salary guidelines.
Okay.
And just general queries. I mean, if there's issues in a practice or out there, we help the people. We also help our members with publications.
Yes.
And then also our new CPD, which is the continuing professional education. Yes.
So when is that? Because obviously I also nursed in England, and that became mandatory over there. So continual professional development, is that now mandatory for nurses in South Africa?
Yes. Mm. So what that means is basically you have to attend congresses, you have to read publications, you have to attend seminars in order to keep up with what's going on.
Okay.
And then also you accumulate your points over the years, and then you submit it. And it's the same with the vets.
Okay.
So you also, you have to attend talks, congresses, publications, in order to not just do what you did 30 years
yes.
ago, but to keep up with how our field has developed.
And I must say, as a member, the VANASA Veterinary Nurse Association has been fantastic with that, because it takes a lot of time, effort, and money to get your CPD points up to date. But, you know, I went to the Nurses Weekend. There was a CPD Nurses Weekend last year that was sponsored by Hills and MSD, and it was absolutely amazing. You know, even though I don't nurse anymore, it was so good to have such passionate speakers and such varied speakers, and to learn about the new products out there. And I felt like a nurse again.
No, definitely. And I mean, and we also as companies feel that it's so important to help with that development, and to help the nurse in practice to own themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important.
It's amazing,
part.
And it's very very rewarding to be part of a profession where there is such care taken towards keeping the membership going, keeping people up to date on their knowledge. You know, it's a serious profession. It's not just bored housewives cuddling puppies.
Definitely not.
But now, so tell, what subjects are there in the veterinary nurses course? There's now, both Dillian and I are looking nervous, because it's quite a while since we did our nurses course. So we're going to do tag team here. Dillian's going to say one, and then I'm going to say one. I'm going to see how many we can remember. And listeners, if we miss any, please feel free to phone in. This is to the veterinary nurse listeners, or vets, or just people who know randomly what's in the nurses course. Please feel free to phone in on 0861 555 189, or you can get us on Twitter at cliffcentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, or you can send a message to us on WeChat. You send it to Cliff Central, and you do that by tapping connect and then message to show. So, Dillian, you're up.
Okay, I think one of the first things is general nursing.
Yes. Oh, I'd forgotten about that one. Okay, my swing, anatomy.
Physiology.
Pharmacology. So pharmacology is the drugs and the medicine in that.
Yes. Okay. And then we've got medical nursing.
Yes.
So there you learn all about all of the different diseases and the medicines.
That.
And then also surgery.
That's my turn now. You're taking my turn. I was going to do surgery. So now I'm going to do radiology, x-rays.
Yes. And then there's also different fields like exotics and wildlife.
Yes. And there's ethology. Yes. What was ethology again?
It was all the behavior stuff.
Word that. Sorry, Dr. Zulch, Prof. Zulch.
And then also, and one of the other things are our physical rehab. So we've also got a lot of nurses doing rehabilitation of animals. So physiotherapy, hydrotherapy, all of those sort of things. So that's also in the course.
Yes. And ICU, intensive care nursing. Oh, we're stretching it. Come on, Dillian, give us more.
I know there's a lot more. I mean, our course is so extensive. I mean, we do a lot in 2 years.
I remembered one. Parasitology. We learn about the parasites that feast off of our beloved animals.
Yes.
Come on, Dillian. Come on. I feel like I need to start doing charades, but I can't remember anymore. Goodness. Okay. Well, there's a lot of subjects that are covered. The course is 2 years. Am I correct?
Yes. It's still a 2-year diploma course.
And it's full time?
Yes, full time.
Only full time.
Only full time, and only at Honor Support that you can do this.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can either stay in res still.
Yes.
Oh, we both stayed in res. That was fun times. So you can either stay in res, but you can, there are day students as well.
Yes.
And then remind me how the course works. I remember we did theory and then practical in the hospital.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is still the same. I mean, in the mornings, a lot of the times you will go to class.
Yeah.
You'll do the lectures. You'll attend lectures. And then in the afternoons and evenings, you actually work in the hospital with real cases. So that is still, the academic hospital is still up and running.
Yeah, because at Honest to Port, so it's quite a big area. So if we explain it at the top, you get the residents. If this has changed, because I haven't been there in years, Dillian, please correct me. The res, where all the vets and the vet nurses live. And then you have some of the research facilities there, and then you have Arnold Tyler, which is the lecture halls.
Yes.
And then you have the Honest to Port Academic Hospital, which is amazing. It's got basically every single possible animal discipline clinic that you can think of. There's veterinary public health, which is dealing with diseases. There's equine, which is horses. There's an exotic animal clinic. There's radiology. There's ICU. There's isolation. you name it. And the vets.
Eye clinics, skin clinics. Yeah. I mean, there's
reproduction,
a lot.
All of it. So the vet nurse students and the vet students go there and they work in the hospital, right? And that's where they learn. So they're working with the patients and with the qualified specialist surgeons and all of that.
Yes.
And I remember the very good thing about about the vet nurse course is that we really, you get in with the practical stuff from sort of
from
the
day
word
one.
Go.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of the vets say they spend 5 years just doing theory and then they walk into the clinic and they don't know what to do.
Yes.
So that's where vet nurse students are very important.
Yes. And I mean, and I think that's also the importance of knowing if your nurse is qualified from Honest to Poet, she knows what she's doing to your patients. Whereas if you've done an online course, you've got all the theory, but you haven't actually held an animal or know how to deal or saw a lot of the things that we actually deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. And our course is very highly recognized. You know, it's very easy to work in England as a proper qualified veterinary nurse in England. I think it's a registered, we're considered RVNs, registered veterinary nurses in England. You just have to provide the paperwork to show that you did qualify in honor support. So that's very good. It does open, having a proper honor support qualification does open a lot of doors for you.
Yes, definitely.
Both locally and internationally. So, please, listeners, feel free to get hold of us. Again, we chat on Cliff Central, or you can call us on 0861-555-189. We're going to go to a music break, and we'll be back shortly.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Where young girls long to break free from the chains of their overprotective fathers, four men have joined forces to put an end to it all, stopping at nothing to keep their daughters from dating. Together, they are the unstoppable Dad.
Boys seem to like the girls who laugh at anything. The ones who get undressed before the second day. Girls seem to like the boys who don't appreciate all the money and the time that it takes.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So that was a brilliant song called Hideaway by Dire. It's quite an appropriate song because Dillian and myself have asked each other repeatedly, where have all the good boys gone to hide away? But now back to the topic of veterinary nursing in South Africa. So Dillian, obviously you said the profession and the Veterinary Nurses Association has been around for about 30 years. How do you think that the profession has changed since the inception of a veterinary nurse?
I think, you know, in the beginning it was the nurses who went and studied went and did it to be like the human nurses side.
Yes.
To just be in a private practice and to
assisting the vet
and basically for patient care. I think that was the norm back in the day. The field has changed a lot. I mean, so many things have developed over the years. I'm actually very, very passionate about this because there's so many things that we can go on.
Exactly.
Private practice, I think we'll talk about last. But I mean, people, if you are a veterinary nurse, you can go into welfare organizations. I mean, you can help with welfare. And one of the big things at the moment is community vet clinics.
That's a huge thing. So, and that's also something that I feel very passionately about because I'm starting up a sterilization outreach in Tozerfe in the Western Cape. And we have so few vets in this country. They can only reach so many places. So I think that that's a very underutilized role of a veterinary nurse to go into our impoverished areas, to really get down and dirty on the ground level and help with helping these animals that no one is able to help.
Definitely. I mean, the other thing is also this year is the first year that we've got the new grads, the veterinary class, that will be doing compulsory veterinary clinics.
So does that apply for vet nurses as well?
No.
Oh,
unfortunately,
okay.
We do not have enough vet nurses. I mean, with literally
20 a year.
20 to 40 a year, you know, we just, at the moment, we can't do that.
So explain briefly the compulsory service for vets. Do you know about that? Can you explain it to our listeners?
A little bit. I mean, it's literally where the vets, it's like the Zuma year that the doctors do. So it's like an internship where they get placed into different rural communities, rural areas, even slaughterhouses, anywhere where the government basically needs
is active.
The veterinary profession, the vets get gets placed there.
And how long is it? A year?
For 1 year,
okay.
Yes.
And then they can go and practice.
Yes, so this is the first year, the first class that they can actually, that. So we'll see.
Okay.
It's early days. That's exciting. Yeah, but unfortunately with the nurses, we don't have enough. So, I mean, just with the amount of positions that's open in private practice and everywhere.
Yes, vacant positions that are looking exactly for nurses, yeah.
We don't have enough. So yeah. So wealth organizations, community vet clinics, industry is another one. I mean, that's where I'm at the moment.
Yes. So industry for our listeners, will you just explain the various industries that you can go into?
I mean, there's industry. It's basically the reps. So the people who will call on the veterinary practices, promoting and selling their products, and that can be anything from dog food to equipment to services.
Medicine, toys,
anything. So industry is quite a broad term, but it's literally any, I want to say, rep work.
Yes.
That deals with the vets and the vet practices themselves. The other one is wildlife and exotics. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole field in that. Specifically with us living in South Africa, I think that's quite exciting. Zoos, you can actually work at the zoo. There's also research institutions that actually need nurses to help monitor patients.
After the animals that are in there
and the welfare of the animals. I mean, that's very, very important. You can also go into education. So I mean, that's a part of also a lot of the industry people. They do want to educate people, but then also at Onderstepoort we need nurses to teach nurses.
I understand. That's obviously something that you're very passionate about. Oh, sorry, I just murmured my knee. Something that you're very passionate about is the education, and you've started educating people, the students at Onderstepoort.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, basically, I just feel it's not just about a product that you sell. You also know, you have to know a little bit about what goes out, what goes around in the real world.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's also where, when you have experienced, and if you have worked in private practice and you have dealt with a lot of things, it's such an integral part of educating people, and specifically with the nurses and even the vets.
Yeah.
You know, not just product knowledge, as I said, but but general knowledge. So we do a lot of training, we do a lot of education days, even life skill.
And that's important, because so often, I mean, I find it's the same with what you learn in school. Like, I wish that I had have learned practical stuff in school, not algebra, definitely not algebra, but things like, you know, life skills. And I think also when you start off into this profession, there is a big gap. It will be with any profession, from university to actual putting it into practice in real life. So it's very important that you are doing stuff like that.
So, yeah, I mean, education is very, very important. So we do need nurses to also teach other nurses about tricks of the trade, basically.
And even, I'm sure we're going to talk about this now, what I love is that we have some nurses that have become so expert at what they do. They're even training vets.
That's exactly.
So Dawn Jones, she's one of our amazing veterinary nurses who's been a sort of a real groundbreaker with animal rehabilitation and physiotherapy, which is also a branch that veterinary nurses can and do go into and are very important in. She is just amazing. She lectured at that Hills weekend, and I was just blown away by her. She's so knowledgeable and so passionate, and I just feel so proud that that's one of our vet nurses.
And I think that's also very important to see that the veterinary nursing profession is not just sticking to dogs and cats. I mean, there's so many things, large animals, small animals, even with the different diseases. So skin diseases, weight loss, you know, there's so many fields that you can actually develop yourself in and make yourself be part of a great profession.
Yes. So,
I mean, another thing also that nurses, just going back to where what you can do is practice management. I mean, we've grown as practices, not just being a one vet, one receptionist, one nurse, one kennel hand or assistant job, you know.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people where the vet nurse, with her knowledge, have actually gone in and they're managing practices.
Yeah.
So I think that's also, you know, one of the things that we do underestimate from us. You're not just there sometimes working with animals.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things that you can actually do.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, and I think it is. It's a very difficult profession. It's very, you know, it's long hours and heartbreak. I think people don't realize what vets and vet nurses have to actually deal with in practice. I think, I wish that all pet owners could spend a week in a veterinary practice and realize the realities of it. And if, you know, people must understand that vets and vet nurses became vets and vet nurses A, because they love animals, and just because they love animals, it's very difficult when you're a vet or a veterinary nurse, because a lot of what you do is hurting the animal. Mm. Even though you're making them better, if you have to give them an injection or you have to hold them down because they've been injured or, you know, they're in trouble, you're helping them, but you're not being nice to them. So definitely. Just little things like that. And then also dealing with bereavement. I think that's something that definitely veterinary professionals need more training on, yes. Because it's you're on the coal front as a vet and a vet nurse dealing with people who've lost, you know, an integral part of yes. their family.
No, definitely. I mean, we are under support at the moment also with a new curriculum that's mm-hmm. out. They do cover that quite
brilliant.
Extensively. We as a company also sponsor outside speakers to come in,
so
psychologists.
Dillian is skirting around, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Dillian is a rep for Hill's Pet Nutrition, which is my favorite dog food because my children, my dog and my cat are on it and they look amazing. So that is the company that she's referring to.
So yeah. So, I mean, but as a company, we do... we do put in a lot. So mm-hmm. we got in psychologists,
wow.
things like that, to actually speak to the students, other
That's
vets,
fantastic.
To firsthand help them with
how to deal with it.
Because it's not just about injecting an animal.
And playing with puppies.
And playing with yeah. puppies. You know, it's you are dealing with families' lives.
Exactly.
Pets' lives.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I mean, that's also one of the things vets, I would think the veterinary profession is the second highest suicide rate.
Yeah.
Next to dentists.
Yeah.
So it's also one of the things that it's not just
exactly
nice. There's a lot to it. So,
yeah. Oh no, well I'm very glad to hear that they're including that. So the Veterinary Nurses Association also does some pretty amazing things for its members. So there's a thing called the Itching Post, which how often does that go out?
On a monthly basis.
A monthly basis, which yes. is an email sort of flyer which shows all of the jobs for veterinary nurses
yes.
in the country.
Yes, that's if you're a member of the
yes.
VANASA,
yes.
then you get sent that. Even practices, if they open a job now, will send the flyers out. But the monthly one is like...
It's so handy.
It's a
really,
nice,
really
nice
handy.
Platform
yeah.
To actually get some jobs and to see what's out there.
Yeah, that's a very useful tool. And me as a member, even though I'm not looking for a job, I'm very grateful for that.
Yes.
Then you also do the EduPause. What's
yes.
the EduPause?
EduPause is basically our publication that we do for the CPD, for the Continuing
okay.
Profession Development. That's where the people can literally, the nurses read through all of the articles and then fill in questionnaires and then accumulate points
that's
with that.
Brilliant.
And then the last publication is our Pause for Thought.
That's
that's our magazine. It's
yes.
also it's a quarterly magazine where we publish all sorts of articles about everything, literally
yeah.
to improve our profession. So yeah. So that also gives us something that we own
yes.
as veterinary nurses.
And it's amazing because there's a lot of work and admin that goes into just those three topics that you've just discussed now. I mean, that's a lot. And as you say, the association is run voluntary and out of your own time. So I think all of the members of the association, from all of the veterinary nurse members, I'm taking the assumption that I can thank you all on our behalf. But
thanks.
It is noticed and it is appreciated. And
yes.
it's so awesome to be part of a profession like this where you have such caring and hardworking individuals.
Yes, definitely.
So veterinary nurses, I don't think our listeners realize that we actually have a title.
Yes, we are sisters.
Yes.
So just like the human nurses,
yes.
We are not your missus or your just your name.
Yes.
We actually have a title and yeah. we are sisters and we're very proud of it. I mean, a lot of nurses, when you graduate, you receive epaulets.
Yes.
So it's part of your uniform, actually, to wear your epaulets. So
and that should be an easy way how to distinguish your veterinary nurse in practice.
Definitely. So just already from your reception staff to your vets, by just looking at the epaulets, a lot of people, you know, if they're wearing civvies, it's difficult
yes.
to distinguish with that. But then that's also a question. If you're in your veterinary practice and they do have nurses, to ask them
where are your epaulets?
Yeah.
No, I think it is important. And, you know, even, I mean, in England, there's no titles there. Not even, doctors
no.
aren't even called doctors
no,
there.
No, they missed
it. And did you find that weird?
Yes, because I mean, and I think we've studied so hard to own a title, so I think that's yeah, very nice.
Exactly. Mm. No, it's something we worked very hard. I mean, it's a very hard course, even though it's 2 years. It is a very intensive course, and it is definitely not to be passed by doing no work. So we've just got a question: if there's bursaries offered for young people. Do you know anything about that, Dillian?
There are. And the other thing is also they can definitely talk to the admin people at the university.
Okay.
And Mrs. Russ, I mean, specifically, she helps with that. So
Mrs. Russ is amazing. She was there when I was a student, and she's the glue. She is the glue. You can cry on her shoulder. You can do anything. So we've got a phone call coming in. I'm very excited about this because it's my first phone call. Yay! So, Muntu's going to do the magic, and I'm going to speak to this person. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Chris from Cape Town.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, yourself.
I'm very good, thank you. How can we help you?
Do I need a matric to become a veterinary nurse?
Unfortunately, you do.
Oh.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Yay.
For my children, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So is it your daughter or your son that's interested?
My son, but now I'm scared if he's going to become a nurse or a sister, are they going to call him sister?
No, they actually call him Mister.
Mister, yeah. There's a lot of male nurses that come out each year, and it's increasing each year. Dillian, do you agree with that?
Definitely. I mean, last year there was 4 male nurses that actually qualified out of the group of 42. So it is on the increase, but I must say it's not really a very popular, what do you call it?
It's becoming more and more. Yes. I think as the years, in my year, of course, there was only one male nurse.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll be happy to know that they don't get called sister and they don't have to wear a skirt.
Oh, that's good news. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good day.
Bye,
Deline.
Bye.
Yay! We had our first phone call. I'm so chuffed about that. Awesome. So, yay. this applause thing gets me every time. It's a little entertainment for me. So, I think I want to chat a bit about the veterinary it's called veterinary paraprofessions. Explain that a little bit.
Well, that's all of the, I want to say all of the professions that actually run parallel to the veterinary profession.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like your animal health technicians and all of the professions that basically...
So that we also a para-veterinary professional.
We are also part of the para-veterinary profession.
So there's the vets, obviously, and then in the para-veterinary profession, there's the veterinary nurses, the animal health technicians. And as far as my knowledge serves, animal health technicians work a lot with the government on herd health. So that's your doing disease testing or vaccinating, that sort of thing with production animals.
Yes.
And then you get your animal health technicians, which are also a para-veterinary profession, and they work mainly in like laboratories. So they're dealing with samples and blood and microscopes and all of that. So it's three completely separate professions, even though they're all interlinked within the greater veterinary profession.
Yeah.
And do you know if all of those professions have their own association?
Yes, they do. Yes,
that's
they
brilliant.
Do.
And then I imagine that all of the paraveterinary associations feed into the veterinary association.
Yes. And also all report to basically the veterinary council. So at the end of the day, they are our... I want to say our governing body.
Yes, the council is we have to pay, as a veterinary nurse, interesting, to practice as a veterinary nurse, you obviously have to study the course, pass the exam, be registered with the council and pay a yearly fee to work as a veterinary nurse. Yes. Okay. So what's your sort of favorite aspect of nursing? What have you enjoyed the most? What do you...
Actually, definitely private practice. I mean, there's so much to it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been involved with the wildlife side.
Yes.
Also, I want to say it's little hobbies of mine. But private practice overall, there's so many different things that you can actually do. And the difference that you make daily in people's lives, I mean, that is just absolutely amazing. I, even in private practice, I loved dealing with the clients. And when they come in, and especially things that's been ongoing for quite a while, you know, just to see... that the difference that you make within the team as well. Yeah. And I think, and that's also is like the vet nurse is the glue in the practice. You know, if you have a great veterinary nurse, you can actually accomplish so much more as a practice. From a veterinary side, as I said, you take away a lot of the stress and a lot of time. You actually help them with that. And then you can do from reception. We put up drips. If there's an emergency coming in, you know, we can stabilize the animal.
Yeah.
We actually, you can put in stitches.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that you can do. And then, I mean, on the client side, helping them with their pet from a rehabilitation point of view,
puppy after searching,
puppy classes, socialization things. Definitely also with the bereavement part, being there for the people, weight loss. I mean, there's so many senior animals. So even if your pet if a pet is over 7 years, a lot of these clinics do run like a senior clinic for them, where you can have your pet's bloods checked out.
That's brilliant.
It's very, very nice. So I think we can take radiographs. There's so many different aspects just within our private practices that
where
you can make a difference. And that is where my passion lies, is literally seeing what a difference you make and at the end of the day, knowing you can go home and know you've actually changed some lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I don't think we finished that thing about the bursary, did we? I think I got so distracted by Kurs's phone call. How are there bursaries for students to study veterinary nursing?
Yes, there are.
And where?
And they actually get that. I mean, they will get that information from Mrs. Russ.
So that's what we need to do. We need to give websites and contact details again.
Okay. Mrs. Karen Russ is at the University of Pretoria. Her telephone number is 012-529-8476. And then you can also go on VNASA's website, which is vnasa.org, and there you'll also find Mrs. Russ's details.
Brilliant.
A lot of the information about what you need, all of those sort of things. So I can definitely advise people, if you are interested in the veterinary nursing profession, go to vnasa.org, which is vnasa.org, or phone Mrs. Russ, which is the telephone number 012-529-8476.
Brilliant. So we've got a question here. How much is the cost? Does the course cost nowadays?
I am not entirely sure.
Okay.
I can't actually answer you on that one. But it
obviously
is
changed a lot since we did it. How many foot like years ago? 10?
That was about 25,000 rand. So
it must be more than that by now.
And I mean your res fees and then your equipment and everything.
Yeah.
So it is a pretty penny.
But Karen Russ, Mrs. Russ will have all of those details.
Yes.
Yeah. So then Muntu, my co-pilot here, asked a very valid question. He asked, can vet nurses specialize?
Okay. Not at the moment. I mean, you can specialize in your own field, but we are actually working on making our diploma course a degree course.
That's brilliant.
So we hope within the next 3 years that we'll be able to have that. I mean, this is a process also now that's been going on for the past 15 years.
Yes.
Where we actually would like people to specialize in different fields. One of the things that will probably be first is rehab.
Yes.
So the rehabilitation of animals.
Brilliant.
Physiotherapy, hydrotherapy, all of that.
Brilliant.
But you can specialize as a surgery nurse and then just do theater practice, assisting with surgeries. There's different, as I said, I mean, weight loss. There's a lot of things that skin, there's a lot of things that people or nurses would be able to actually go into exotics. But we are looking at making the diploma course a degree. So
I think it's so important. Yes. It's really, and I know that VNASA has been fighting long and hard to get this, but I think it really, if I see, so in England you can specialize there as a veterinary nurse. In England there's many ways to become a veterinary nurse, but the one of the main ways, and then you can become a specialist, and it's such a point of pride for these nurses who, you know, take the initiative to decide this is my field. And I mean, we've got nurses who are doing it here already,
That's
but
exactly.
they just don't have the formal qualification,
the title,
exactly, or the proper recognition, because it is, you know, I don't think these nurses deserve extreme recognition and, you know, applause for how hard they work to become so specialized.
Oh, definitely.
And it'll be brilliant. I think also you'll get a lot more students coming in if it's a degree, because what's a diploma?
Yeah. And I think that's also, I mean, you have to have your basis, right?
Yeah.
And, but it is nice. And I think also at the start, you know, we all of, us started is you don't actually know what you do want to become because the field is so varied. Or you'll start off as a small animal, but you'll end up in an equine practice. Or your love is equines, but you'll end up in a small animal practice. And I think that's also the whole thing is we, I think also your basis. So get your basis right, go and get the diploma, and then from there on, I mean, the degree course will just add on to add on to our profession in so many ways.
I think it's so important. I remember there was like a rumor or a common believed myth when we started, when I did my nursing, that it was actually a 4-year degree course that they squished into a 2-year diploma, which is why it's so intensive. Because it's, you know, as we said, it's the theory that you do during the day, and then you're doing clinics, and then it's weekend clinics as well.
Yes.
Which I think it's good though. I don't think it would be good to exclude the practical from the theory. Yes. I think it's important that they are integrated.
No, definitely.
So tell me about these students. Today's students at OP, are they like us?
Die kinders van vandag.
Die kinders, ons is die ou tannies nou klaar.
You know, it is a different...
Do they call you tannie?
Unfortunately, the other one did last year. And I said to him, ek is nie met jou oom getroud nie.
I'm finished. So dis sissie, nie tannie nie.
So yeah, unfortunately yes, but they are millennials, so they are very very different to our generation, Ainsley. But it's so exciting. I mean, they're very much into looking after themselves and quality time off.
Wow, and, what are those things?
Not in our profession.
And why are
though?
They becoming veterinary nurses if they want time off?
You see, that's unfortunately the generation. Mm. So we are having courses to bridge with literally the older vets dealing with the younger nurses.
Yeah, because there's a big gap there.
There's
I
a
imagine.
Big gap, yes. But I mean, the students are students. A lot of our party things were taken away.
No!
Our traditions.
No, do they still have wine tasting? Hawaiian
they
party?
They do, yes.
Have you
Rag is still going, but it's very, it's not like
our days
back in the day, unfortunately.
Oh, Delinky, I look back on those days fondly. I look back on the fact that I could handle a bubble or so well, the most fondly. Age is not for sissies. So another thing that gets done, which I haven't been to one in ages, and I actually think I need to go to the next one, is vet conferences and vet nurse conferences and that. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, now that usually, I mean, that gets organized by the council and the vet council and veterinary association.
Okay.
And then these, conferences are usually over in a week. It's from the Monday to the Friday. It's full day courses. I mean, we have international speakers coming from all over the world. We had a World Veterinary Congress hosted in Cape Town at the ICC. So I mean, it's big.
Sure. And do nurses go to the World Vet Congress?
They actually do, yes. And we have a parallel program specifically for them.
That's amazing.
So, and also at a lot of the vet congresses, we do have those programs specifically for them that you can choose where you want to go. You accumulate obviously a lot of points during those weeks.
Yeah.
And it's usually at your main centers. We had one last year at the Drakensberg, the year before in Cape Town at Sun City. So it's big conferences with a lot of delegates that actually go and attend.
And I love the fact that it's inclusive with vets and vet nurses. Yes. It's not an exclusive thing because we need to keep both professions inclusive because we are, as you say, we were a team and we work together. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important. And even the Hills Grand Rounds, which is another initiative that Hills does, which is mainly aimed towards vets. They speak in very big language that my little brain can't understand a lot of the time, but it's very enjoyable and they have these explain grand rounds.
Oh, it's just an evening function where we basically do case discussions. So the vets come to a place and we get actually the peers in our profession, so the specialists or do actually speak to them, and then they also get points for those. Nurses can also obviously attend them.
Those
are very very nice to keep up with what's happening and to keep up to date, and that you don't that you can develop as a person and also as a profession.
That's awesome. It's definitely a very dynamic profession, and it's so good that it's being kept that way, because it would be very sad and illegal for it to stagnate.
No, definitely.
So I just want to say, Dillian, thank you so much. It's been an absolute treasure to have you in. And to our listeners, if your family or yourself are thinking about going down the path of a career with animals, I would strongly recommend veterinary nursing. Dillian's given the details of who to speak about. Also, go onto the Vanessa website. There's a lot of info there. Or just go into your local veterinary practice and have a chat with your local veterinary nurse. We're generally quite friendly people, especially if you bring cookies. So, yeah, make friends with veterinary nurses, have a chat, and see if possibly this is something that you would be interested in. So I'm done for the week. Please do send me your nominations for Jackass Penguin and Angel Fish of the Week award. And we're going to close out with an awesome song called All My Friends Are Wasted by Snake Hips.
Animal Central on cliffcentral.com. All my friends are wasted, and I hate this club, and I drink too much. This is cliffcentral.com.